Good morning. Welcome to all those that are with us. We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Chanukah, Halacha Beis. We're in the middle of paragraph Gimel. In our versions, it's page Resh Mem Gimel, the left-hand column, about two-thirds way down the page. We dedicate the Shir today, 21 Tammuz, Leilui Nishmas, Reb Shimon Berel B'Reb Yaakov, a close friend who lived here in Eretz Yisrael, who was very special with his sense of humor and with his strong support, Baruch Hashem. And also for a complete refuah shleima for all those that need it, especially Yuspe Hendel Bas Gitalea, Aviva Ilana Bas Yuspe Hendel, Sarocho Bas Yuspe Hendel, Chaim David Ben Chanafega, Rivka Chava Bas Yehudis, and all the others that need a complete refuah. Okay, we're continuing to discuss the topic of Chanukah based on chapter 8 in Likutei Moran. V'zehu, now Rav Nosson Zal addresses the issue of the fact that there was only a one-day supply of oil, and the miracle was that it ended up burning for 8 days. Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain on a spiritual level what one day represents, what 8 days represent. V'zehu v'loy hoyoboy elo lahadlik yoim echod v'nas enes v'dolak shmoina yomim. The Gemara tells us that there was only a one-day supply of oil and a miracle occurred that it burned for 8 days. Ki toiv hatzadik hu bechinas kuloi toiv. Because we spoke earlier, we mentioned the Gemara that says that an ordinary tzadik, a regular tzadik, is not allowed to challenge a rasha, because Rishoim could have power, and they could overcome, they could defeat the tzaddik, if he's just an ordinary tzaddik. The Gemara says, tzaddik mimenu boileya, tzaddik gomor enoi boileya. One who is more righteous than the Rasha can swallow him up. Whereas tzaddik gomor, one who is a complete tzaddik, enoi boileya, the Rasha cannot defeat him at all. And he has the right to challenge the Rasha, to try to either be makariv the Rasha when possible, or to bring about the downfall of the Rasha in those cases. And we explained earlier that a complete tzaddik is one who has succeeded in separating the good from the bad that's inside of us. We are comprised of the four basic elements, Eish, Ruach, Mayim, and Ofor. And there's an aspect of good and bad to each one of these. There's good Eish, there's a passion for the right things, and there's bad Eish, there's anger, there's good Mayim, and there's bad Mayim also. And the Tzadik Gomor is the one who has succeeded in working on himself and ridding himself of all the Ra, of the Dalet Yesoidos, completely, so that what remains is Kuloi Toiv, complete good. As we quoted a pasuk earlier, Imru Tzadik Kitoiv. And when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, it says, Vatera Oisoi Kitoivhu. His mother saw that he was good. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, Kitoiv Hatzadik Hu Bechinas Kuloi Toiv. Because the goodness of this Tzadik that we're speaking about here, the Tzadik Gomor, is complete good. V'kuloi toiv zebchinas yoy mechod. And complete good, 100% good, that's associated with the first day of creation. K'mesha kosuv, as it says in the beginning of creation, v'yere v'yvoiker yoy mechod. It was evening, it was morning, it was one day. And Rashi points out, should have said yom rishon. What's yoy mechod? Upirish Rashi, Shohoyo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yochid Ba'olamoy. What it's telling us is that on that first day of creation, in the beginning of creation, Hashem was alone in the world. Nothing else had yet been created. Vafilu Malochim Lo Nivru Adayin. Even the angels had not yet been created. Ukesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yochid Ba'olamoy. And when Hashem is alone in the world, Hainu Koidem HaBriya, which means pre-creation, before creation, zebchinas kuloi toiv. Then it's wall-to-wall good, only goodness. We know that Hashem is called toiv. We say in Ashrei, toiv Hashem lakoil. And the Zohar HaKadosh says that Hashem's most basic name, Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, when you follow the formula of Mispar Koton, which means you drop the zeros. So Yud is not 10, Yud is 1. Hey is 5, Vav is 6, and Hey is 5. It adds up to 17, Toiv. Toiv Hashem. Hashem is Toiv. Kishom hu kuloi toiv bevadai. Because when there's only Hashem, then certainly there's only good. There's no trace of bad. Ach ikar, however, now Rav Nosson Zal makes a very, very important point. Ach ikar hatachlis, however, the main mission, the main achievement is hu kishe'acharei hahavaya, that after the world comes into existence, kishayesh havaya ba'olam, when there is an existence in the world, when other things exist in addition to Hashem, v'nishapech ra letoiv, I'm sorry, v'oz yesh achiza lohara, and then there is an attachment of ra, of evil. Because again, Hashem is kuloi toiv, Hashem is perfect. Once Hashem went ahead and created, within the creation we know there was an Eitz Hadas, Toiv Ra, there was day and night, there was winter, summer, there was all kinds of diversity. So therefore, when there's diversity, then the Ra can also have a place. And the real tachlis is, kishemevarin u'moitzien hatoiv min ora, when we refine and remove the good from the bad, v'nishapech ra letoiv, and when we're able to take some of that ra and make it into toiv, convert it to good, v'oz nizgale malchusoi b'chol ha'olamos, and then Hashem's kingdom is revealed in all of the worlds, afilu ba'olamos ha'tachtoinim, even in the lower worlds, where there's quite a bit of ra. B'chinas, as the pasuk says, Umalchusoi Bakol Moshoah, that the real kingdom of Hashem, the real revelation of the kingdom of Hashem is when we see that Hashem rules everywhere, even in the lowest places. Zehu Iker Hatachlis Vahashlemus. That's the real goal, and that's called perfection. Perfection isn't when you have a class that's all good, people that are all good. Perfection is when you have a class of people that are good and medium, and the teacher is able to take that class and make them all into stars, into good, bring out the good in every single one of them. Shebishvil zeh hoyo kavonas habriya kayadua. And this was the true intention of creation, as is known in Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Chasidus. Vioz achar hahavaya. And then, after creation, after everything already exists, kishemalin hatoiv min hora, when we elevate the good from within the bad, azai nase shem sholem kavyochel, then Hashem's name becomes complete. Bechinas Hashem echod u'shemo echod, as we announce, Hashem is one and His name is one. Shehu bechinas shmoino yomim. That's the concept of 8 days. Bechinas shmoino oisiois shel hashnei shemois. This corresponds to the 8 letters of the 2 names of Hashem. The name of Hashem, the way it's written, Yud Kei Vav Kei, and the way it's pronounced, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. And we know there's something called the Shiluv. When you interlace them, you have Yud Aleph, Hey Dalet, Vav Nun, Hey Yud. That's the shlemus of Hashem's name. Vezehu tachlis ha'achdus, and this is the essence of oneness. Kishenizgale yichudoi v'achdusa yisporach b'chol ha'olamos satachtoinim. When the specialness and oneness of Hashem is revealed, even in the lower worlds, afilu ba'oimek hora, even in the depth of evil. Shekulam ye'idun v'yagidun ki Hashem echod shmo echod, that all of them will testify and state that Hashem is one and His name is one. Ki nishapei chora letoiv al yedei hatzadikim shebechol dor, because the evil gets converted to good through the tzaddikim in each and every single generation. Again, we're referring to that aspect of the evil that can be converted to good. And Rav Nosson Zal says, Zeh Bechinas, with this we'll understand the terminology in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Venas and Nes, a miracle occurred, Vedolak Shmoina Yomim, and this one day supply of oil burned for 8 days. The word Nes means miracle. The word Nes also means a flag. Loshen Orim Nisi, I lift up my flag. Nes means, a flag means something that's on a long pole. You have like a klunas, a long pole, with a piece of cloth attached on top. That's a symbol. It's a symbol of victory sometimes. It's a symbol when the flag is raised. It was a sign for all the people to gather together. Hainu, al yidei shemeirimim, madregois hatachtoinois el hakidusha. When we're able to elevate the lower levels and bring them into holiness, al yidei shemevarin hatoiv menora, by extracting the good from within the bad, shezehu ikar hanes shel Chanukah. This is the true miracle of Chanukah. Leireid latoy chora shel harosha, lahachnio yelashabroi, to be able to go down into the evil of the Rasha and to defeat him and to destroy him. V'oz moitzien misham kol hanitzotzei sakidusha. And then we're able to retrieve and rescue the holy sparks that were found in the domain of the Rasha. V'chol atoiv shehoyeshon, and all the good that was there. V'azayna sebechinas shmoina yomim. And then we generate 8 days. Bechinas Hashem Echod u'Shemoy Echod. This union between Yud Kei Vav Kei and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Because the Sifrei Kabbalah explain, Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, which we cannot pronounce, we're not allowed to say it, that represents the aspect of Hashem that's in the upper worlds. Whereas Hashem's name Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, Adon, which means ruler, which corresponds to the Shekhinah, that represents the aspect of Hashem that's found down here on earth, in lower places. And the tachlis is that they should be one. We should recognize that it's all really one. Ki oile hatoiv min ha'arba yesoidos, because the good that's found in these four basic elements is elevated, u'mischaber b'sharoshoi, and it plugs into its source, Shehu Bechinas Arba Oisiyos Havaya, which are the four letters of Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei. V'oz Nesiyached Shmo Yisborach. And then Hashem's name becomes unified. Bechinas Hashem Echad U'Shmo Echad. Shehu Bechinas Shmoina Oisiyos. That's 8 letters. Bechinas Shmoina Yomim, corresponding to the 8 days of Chanukah. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds, paragraph Dalid, V'zeh b'chinas shmoina yomei mila. With this we'll understand also why we refer to the 8 days of mila. It doesn't say the 8th day of mila, it says shmoina yomei mila, 8 days of mila. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo yiboro es ha'odom mohul, ke kushyas hapikursim. Because Hashem did not create a human being, a man, complete, already circumcised. As was asked by one of the Apikursim who challenged Rabbi Akiva. And he said, you people aren't religious. You don't have respect for Hashem. Your actions seem to imply that Hashem botched things up. Hashem did not create the person properly. And we're going in and fixing it. We're repairing it by making a bris milah. So Rabbi Akiva responded, everything in creation is incomplete. We don't have bread. Wheat grows, and we have to do all kinds of procedures on the wheat to make it edible. And turmusim, certain vegetables, which when you harvest it, there's no way in the world you can eat it. It's very bitter. You have to cook it and cook it until it becomes edible. V'hatam hu, the reason is, one of the reasons why a male child does not receive a bris milah until the 8th day is k'dei sheyavir ha'odom derech hora, so that this male child should first go through 7 days of Arla, 7 days of not being a Jew yet. V'yacharkach machnian oisoi, and then at the end of 7 days, we are machnia, we defeat that ra, that orla, that ra, v'choytchen ha'orla, we slice away the orla, shehu ha'ra, the word orla has the word ra in it, v'oz yesh yisroin ha'or min ha'choyshech. And then we're able to really see and appreciate the light from the darkness. There's a pasuk in Koheles, ke yisroin ha'or min ha'choyshech. In order to really have an appreciation for light, you need to experience darkness. When a person first goes through darkness, then they have a real appreciation for light. People who grow up rich and wealthy, sometimes those kids never really appreciate the good things that they have. A person who grew up poor, not having things, and then Hashem blesses them with a success and they're able to obtain wealth, to them, every single thing, a car, wow, I grew up without a car. Now I have a car. I'm so lucky. I'm so rich. So, k'yisroin ha'or min ha'choshech. From the darkness is where we really receive the appreciation for the light. Ki k'shemahapchem choshech la'or. Because it's when we convert darkness to light, ra l'toiv, bad to good, zehu tachlis hashlemus. That's called achievement. That's called accomplishment. V'oz na'aseh b'chinas shmoina yemei mila. And then it's considered 8 days of mila, meaning that the 7 days, we don't discount the 7 days. Shenechlolin kol hashmoina yomim b'kdusha. All 8 days become included within holiness. B'chinas ches oisiyos, like the 8 letters that we spoke about previously. B'chinas Hashem echod u'shmo echod. Any questions, please?
Just to clarify, Rav Nosson, Rav Nosson's are saying that the progression from 1 day of the Pach Shemen, that's a hinting to the Yechidus HaOlam as in the beginning of creation, and then the progression to 8 days is our acting in the world to bring the unity back through the multiplicity by extracting the good within the bad. Is that the progression?
Definitely, definitely. And it's showing us that that's also the definition of pre-creation and post-creation. Before Hashem created the world, there was only Hashem, which is Kulay Toiv. But that's not as good. That's not as impressive as when you have bad and good, and you're able to process the bad and extract the good from within the bad and include that into the good, then the good is really good. That's called achievement. That's called accomplishment. And we always mention many examples of this. The case of Klal Yisrael and the converts and Balei Tshuva, having a religious group of people who grow up religious their whole life, and that is nice. It's nice. It's tzaddikim. But it says, "B'mokim shebalei tshuva imdim ein tzaddikim gemurim michal lamayim." The shleimus that comes to Klal Yisrael when people are chozer b'tshuva and when the proper converts come and join Klal Yisrael, that takes it to a different league of shleimus. And so too, again, we have Shabbos, which is Kodesh, holy. We have weekday, which is not holy. The Shleimus of Shabbos is how much of Friday we're able to take and include in the Shabbos. How early the woman is able to light candles within what's permissible. Every minute earlier is bringing a whole level, new level of Shleimus to the Shabbos. And every minute we're able to extend the Shabbos, after Shabbos. That's the shleimus of Shabbos.
In other words, even though the tzaddik MS does this on the highest level possible, each of us can do the drippy drop that we can do in this mission. Is that correct?
Correct. However, Rabbi Nizal stipulated in Likut Imran, if you recall, that even regular tzaddikim, it's dangerous for them to engage Rishoim. They can easily be harmed by the Ra of the Rosha. It's only a person, it's the Tzaddik Gomor and those who are attached to him. Those were the words of Rabbeinu Zal in Likut Imran, and Rab Nosson Zal made a point of quoting it here in Likut Halachos. He wanted us not to forget that. So it's not for everybody to do outreach. There are many people who get harmed in the process, unfortunately. A person needs to be, just like we talk about a person diving in the ocean to retrieve something. If the person has a rope around them, attaching them to the boat or attaching them to something else, then they can go down and everything, because anytime there's a danger, a crisis, you tug on the rope and you get pulled, you can be saved, you can be protected. Question in terms of using the terms good and bad pre-creation. It depends on what level we're speaking about and in what context we're speaking about. Rabbeinu Zal has a chapter in Likutei Moran, chapter 51, where he says that before creation, the term tahara doesn't exist. The term purity doesn't exist, because the term purity could only exist when there's a concept of tuma and tahara. In the context that we're speaking about here, though, right now, relative to what to our discussion, after creation is a concept of toiv and ra, whereas pre-creation, Hashem is called toiv. The Zohar, it's a pasuk in Tehillim, toiv Hashem lakol. And again, the Zohar Kodesh says Hashem's name, yud kei vav kei, is toiv. And we perceive Hashem as being kuloi toiv. But in terms of the deepest translation of the word toiv, the most accurate and precise use of the word toiv, it's true, like the word tahara, that only really comes into existence when there's toiv and ra. Let's continue. Paragraph Hey. Now remember, Rav Nosson Zal in Likutei Halachos very often is following the format in Likutei Moran. Rabbi Nachman in Likutei Moran defines a procedure with steps, 8 steps. Rav Nosson Zal in Likutei Halachos will take a topic like the holiday of Hanukkah and show us how Hanukkah plugs into all of those 8 steps. How by observing the mitzvahs of Hanukkah, we're completing each one of those 8 steps to achieve the tikkun that Rabbeinu Zal describes over there in Likutei Moran. So now he continues, paragraph Hey, v'ze b'chinas kriyas ha-halel u'kriyas ha-toira shel Hanukkah. Based on what Rabbi Nachman writes there in Likutei Moran, we'll understand the significance of the fact that on Hanukkah, we read a portion of the Torah, and also we recite Hallel, which in some respects is the highest prayer in existence. It's the only prayer where we make a bracha on a prayer. Baruch Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvoisa v'tzivanu l'kroyes ha-Hallel. So Rav Nosson Zal says now, ze b'chinas Torah u'tfila. This is an example that on Hanukkah we have both Torah and we have tefillah. She'al yodoi mevarerin ha-toiv min hara. And Rabbeinu Zal explained over there in Likutei Moran that in order for a tzaddik to be able to have this ability to distinguish, to recognize good and bad, and to be able to separate the good from the bad completely, it requires Torah. And Rabbeinu Zal says there, which Torah are we referring to? The limud of halacha, specifically. Because when a person is studying halacha, halacha is all about engaging opposing opinions, seeing a conflict, a debate in the Gemara, a debate among the earlier rabbis, and being able to sort it out and to see which opinion are we going to follow, which opinion do we follow halacha lamaisa. That's called birur hamedame, or this birur of toyu from ra. So Rabbeinu Zal says there that this is why it's so important to learn halacha, number one. And then Rabbeinu Zal says, and where does Torah come from? Torah comes from tefillah. He quotes the pasuk, U'mayon mibeis Hashem yetzei. The mayan, the wellspring of Torah, comes from the Beis Hashem. And the Beis Hashem refers to tefillah. The pasuk says, Ki beisi, beis tefillah yikori l'chol amin. So Rabbeinu Zal shows there in the Likutei Moran that the components of a tzaddik, what enables the tzaddik to have this ability to separate the good from the bad completely and to defeat the ra, to engage the rasha and be completely successful in dealing with the rasha, requires Torah and tefillah. So Rav Nosson Zal says, look at this, on Hanukkah we have both. Hallel is an outstanding, exceptional tefillah. And after reciting Hallel, we read the Torah portion. Because it's through the study of Torah, especially Halacha, that we separate the good from the bad. As Rabbi Nassal explains over there in Likutei Moran. V'alkein koirin Chanukas HaMizbeach. And this is why on Hanukkah, we read the portion on the eighth day of Hanukkah, we read Zois Chanukas HaMizbeach, the initiation of the Mizbeach. Ki Chanukas HaMizbeach hu letaheres HaMizbeach me'achiza sarah. Because the initiation of the Mizbeach was directly related to this concept of purifying the Mizbeach from Ra. Ki ikar achiza sasitrachra hu mipigam HaMizbeach kemavur b'mokam acher. Because as Rabbi Nassal explains in chapter 17 in Likut Imran, that one of the main places where the Sitrachra is able to attach itself to holiness and to draw power there from there with when there's any kind of defect in the holiness is from the Mizbeach. The Zohar HaKadosh in Truma, page 139, the Zohar HaKadosh there speaks about the Mizbach HaNechoshes, the Mizbeach that was in the outer portion of the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash was called Mizbach HaNechoshes, made from copper, and again, Nechoshes has that word Nechosh in it, showing that that's where, when there's a pigam, any type of pigam in the Mizbeach, that's where the Sitrachra has an achiza. And Rabbi Nassal speaks about this there in chapter 17, what the pigam is and how do we correct it. And again, today, this relates to eating, our proper eating, because the Gemara says, during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the Mizbeach would atone for our sins. Today, we don't have a Mizbeach. A Jew's table serves as a substitute for the Mizbeach. When a Jew eats properly, kosher, healthy, the right amount, with the right intentions when we're eating, that's the tikkun of the Mizbeach here. And again, it's in Achila that the Sitrachra has a major, major ability to grab and to draw power to itself when a Jew is not eating properly. And this is very possibly why one of the main tests in our generations as we get closer to the coming of Moshiach is this issue of achila, how the achila has become damaged in so many different ways and such a horrific problem with obesity all over the world and Rahman al-Islam, all kinds of terrible, terrible things, both in religion, spiritually, kashrus, kosher versus non-kosher versus less kosher and more kosher and even glatt kosher things, but people eating to excess or eating the wrong way, Rahman al-Islam, that the Torah has so much written about kosher, holy eating versus the opposite. V'alkein bo ha-korbanoi shel Chanukas HaMizbeach, and this is why those sacrifices were brought at the initiation ceremony of the Mizbeach, letaharoi ulekatshoi me'achiza sarah, to purify and sanctify the Mizbeach from any type of attachment of evil. As the Pasuk says in the Prophets, when it speaks about the initiation of the Mizbeach of the future, it says, v'chipartem al ha-Mizbeach me'ish shoyge u'mipesi. You will atone, you will purify the Mizbeach from a person who is a foolish and doing the wrong things. Haynu shetzrichin lechanchoi. We need to initiate the Mizbeach kedei letaharoi me'ish shoyge u'pesi, in order to purify it from the fool, from the one who does the wrong things. This refers to the Sitrachra that has an attachment to the Mizbeach. Nimtza, Shechanukas HaMizbeach Hu Lahachnia Hora Levar HaToiv Min Hora. So we see that the whole concept of initiating the Mizbeach is associated with defeating the Ra and refining the good from within the Ra. Val Shem Ze Nikro Chinuch. And that's why it's called chinuch. Chinuch means initiation, starting something up, giving it a proper start. But Rab Nosson Zal says, "Val shem ze nikro chinuch bechinas chanoich malach memtes." We know that there was a tzaddik towards the beginning of creation whose name was Chanoich, and the Torah says that he passed away at a young age of 365. In those days, that was young. People lived 800, 900 years. And the Torah says Hashem took him from the world early because Hashem saw that he was very vulnerable to being affected by the evil of the world, which would eventually result in the mabul, the flood, etc. And it says that Hashem took Chanoich, took him up to heaven, and appointed him as the chief angel in heaven, who is called Matat, Mem Tes Tes Resh Vav Nun, Matat Sar Haponim, Shehu Kolul Mishisha Sidrei Mishnah, Isur Veheter. And the Sifrei Kabbalah explain that this angel represents the holiness that's combined with good, that has good and bad in it, Toivara, just like the six sections of Mishnah, which have kosher posel, tomei toher, osur mutter. Sheze bechinas habirur, this represents this concept of the refinement. Shetzrichen levarer hatoiv min hora, whereby we have to separate, we have to refine and separate the good from the bad. Heter min oisur, permissible from forbidden. And that's the whole limud of Torah Shebaal Peh, especially Mishnah, Gemara, and Halacha. And this is why we read this portion of the Torah that speaks about the initiation of the Mizbeach on Chanukah. Because as we explained in the beginning of this chapter, that Chanukah is all about this refinement, this separation of the good from the bad. Shezeo Bechinas Chanukah. Kalideze Mizgabrin al Malchus Horesho Umachninoiso. Because this is what really gives us the power to defeat the kingdom of evil and to subdue them completely. Bebechinas mashpil reshoim ade oretz, as the pasuk says, to lower the reshoim to the ground. And we said that in order to do that, the one that can do that is only the one who has succeeded in separating the good from the bad, from the dalad yesoidas, from the four basic elements. We said that the first letters of these four words, Mashpil, Rishoim, Adei Oretz, make up the same first letters of the words Eish, Ruach, Mayim, and Ofor. And therefore it's only a tzaddik, who's a tzaddik gomur, who has succeeded in refining himself to such a level where he has separated the good from the bad in these Dalet Yesoides completely. He's gotten rid of the Ra of Eish completely and the Ra of Ofor. Ofer can represent humility, which is one of the most important, holiest attributes in religion. And Ofer represents depression, chas v'shalom, which is one of the worst character traits that a person can possibly have. So again, we're talking about recognizing the good and the bad in each one of these elements and separating them, eliminating the bad and elevating the good. That's the real tikkun. And it's the ones that have succeeded in accomplishing that, they are the ones who are able to really bring about this mashpil reshoim adioretz. They're allowed to challenge the reshoim and either correct them, perfect them, or destroy them. V'oz nizgadel v'nizgadesh shmo yisborach. And then Hashem's honor and name is elevated and glorified. Bebechinas Hashem Echad u'Shmo Echad. Like Rabbi Nisal quotes the Zohar Kodesh many times, where the Zohar Kodesh says, Kad osi Yisroi, when Yisroi came along, who was a pope, the pope of Midian, when he came and said, I have come to recognize the superiority of Hashem, the greatness of Hashem, Kedain Estalek v'Syaker Shmo Dekutshebrichu Eilo V'Sata. Then Hashem's name was glorified above and below. That's real Kiddush Hashem. As the Pasuk says, Hovul Hashem Mishpachay Samim, Hovul Hashem Kovoid Vois. Come to Hashem, you from the families of the other nations, come and bring honor and strength. Paragraph of Vezehu Shemadlikin Er Chanukah Ad Shetichle Regel Min Hashuk. And this is why the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch tell us that you're permitted to light Hanukkah candles in the evening as long as there are still people walking around in the marketplace. Hainu, that what this is teaching us on a spiritual level is lahalois kol hamadregos hatachtoinos, that what Hanukkah is all about is elevating the lower levels, shehem raglei hakedusha, which are the feet of the kedusha. It doesn't say people walking around, it says the feet walking around in the marketplace. So we're trying to elevate the feet, hamelubosha, the feet of holiness, hamelubashim u'mishtal shelim b'mekoymos hachitzonim, which are cloaked and reach all the way down to the places of the klipos, the tumah, the sitrachra, shehem bechinas shuk, which are referred to as the marketplace, bechinas reshus harabim, the public domain, the streets, what we call the streets. V'hatlokas ner Chanukah, and what lighting Hanukkah candles is all about is about elevating the holiness from within the domain of the Sitra Achra. Because this is the real main essence of Hanukkah candles, to draw the light of holiness down into the 6 days of the week, lahachmiyo hora, to weaken and defeat the evil, ulevarer hatoiv, and to extract the good from there. Baruch Hashem li'olam, amen v'amen. Blessed is Hashem, amen v'amen. As we said in the beginning of this halacha, that again, the best place to light the Hanukkah menorah is below 10 tfachim, towards the outside, facing outside. That Hanukkah is about outreach. And this is why you find, interestingly, in terms of the Jewish holidays that are celebrated by people that are not religious or not that religious, Hanukkah is one of the main times when you go in areas where people are secular, where people are non-observant, they hardly know about Torah, but they do know about lighting a Hanukkah menorah. One of the questions that was asked was to differentiate between the Birur Hora that Tzadikim do versus the one that any ordinary Jew does. The answer is that every Jew in this world is operating with a soul and a body. The body, the soul is something pure and holy. It's a piece of Hashem. The body is Ofor Min Ho'adoma. The body is earthliness, artzius. And when these two are put together, and the more that the person is able to achieve a level where the soul is dominating the body, the soul is using the body for kedusha, to perform mitzvot and ma'asim tovim, that's an example of this birur hora, hatatoiv menorah. And again, when a person engages, a person who goes out to work, goes out to the marketplace and is mingling with the world, and out there in the world is constantly engaging good and bad and constantly choosing to avoid bad and choose the good, connect to the good. This is Biro Toivora. But one of the things that Rabbeinu Zal emphasizes in all of his Sfarim and Rav Nosson Zal stresses is that the level of success a person, a Jew doing this who is not attached to the tzaddik, is doing this on a micro level. And the same Jew attached to the tzaddik, it's a completely different league of achievement. Just like the moshel that Rabbeinu Zal brings in the Likutei Moran and Rav Nosson Zal emphasizes, when the Jews were building the Mishkan was something that every single Jew was able to contribute to. However, in order for your contribution to be effective, you had to bring it to Moshe Rabbeinu. It says, Vayaviyu HaMishkan El Moshe. And the Zohar Kodesh says, only Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who knew how to put the pieces together in order to be able to build this binyan of holiness, this domain which would attract the divine presence of Hashem, that would have this Koyach HaMoshech, Mishkan, Mashiach, it would draw the divine presence of Hashem in it. No matter who it was, if they did not bring their contribution to Moshe Rabbeinu, It wasn't part of the whole process. It wasn't part of the tikkun. So there's a very critical piece here. In order for Klal Yisrael to be effective, it requires our coming to the tzaddik. When the flood hit the world, when there was a mabul, and Hashem made a decision to destroy the entire world. Why? Because it was evil. Those noyach hatzadik and those who were attached to him, they were able to be saved. And those that weren't, chas v'shalom, weren't. Any questions, please? Okay, now we start a new halacha, halacha gimel. Each halacha is monumental, it's awesome. This halacha is also based on a chapter in the Kutimran, chapter 33, and also gives us incredible new clarity on this topic of good and bad, and being able to recognize the good that's within the bad, and be able to extract it and connect to it, etc. Al pi ha-maimar mi ho-ish he-chofetz chayim. This halacha will be based on the chapter in Likut Imran that's entitled Mi Yosh Evetz Chaim, B'Likuti Arishon, B'Simen Lamed Gimel, Ayin Shom Kol Hamaymar Kuloi. Study that entire chapter well to have a very solid foundation for this halacha. But Rav Nosson Zal usually gives us an overview. V'haklal, to summarize what Rabbeinu Zal says there, Shehashem Yisporach B'chol Mokoim. Hashem is everywhere. Hashem's kavod, his light, his honor, his glory fills the entire Eretz, the entire world. And Eretz means Arzius, even the lowest places. Ve'ihu memalei kol almin v'soiviv kol almin, as it says in the Zohar Kodesh. Hashem fills all the worlds and encircles all the worlds. Al kein, therefore, ein shum yiush ba'olam klal. There is no such thing as a person saying, I'm out of it. I've left Hashem. I've left the domain of light. There's no such thing because Hashem is everywhere. Ki bechol mokoyim yecholin limsoi Hashem yisborach v'hatoyra uliskarei ve'lov. Because it's possible to find Hashem and to find the Torah everywhere and to be able to come close to Hashem from everywhere. V'ho'ikar. But one of the most important things to know about this is Al Yedei Hatzadik Hadoyer Ho Amiti. In order for a person to be able to come close to Hashem, even if they fell to the lowest places, they need the assistance of the true Tzadik of the generation, Shekofo Es Yitzroy, who is zoiched to completely subdue his Yetzer Hara, his evil inclination. And he is compared to a heavenly angel. Literally, as the Gemara quotes the Pasuk, Ki sifse koyhen yishmeru das, v'toyro yevakshu mipiyu, ki malach Hashem tzvokoisu. And by a person knowing this, knowing that Hashem is everywhere, and by connecting to the tzadik hadoyer ho'amiti, through this, because the tzaddik, this tzaddik, has defeated his Yetzirah completely, through this, b'chol mokim shehu mestakel, wherever this tzaddik looks, v'roya midois rois v'taivos rois kiyotze, and the tzaddik sees evil, he sees evil character traits, he sees evil desires, and other types of evil, takeif noifel v'nezbatel hora sheshoichan alatoiv. Immediately, the evil that's surrounding goodness, the evil crumbles and falls away from the look of this tzaddik. Ki hora hachoife al hatoiv, because the evil that's covering up the good, nizbaldel, becomes disturbed, crumbles, v'noifel, and falls, legabi hatzadik o'emes, when it encounters this true tzadik, shekofo yes yitzroel hora, who succeeded in defeating his own evil completely. Because he succeeded in conquering the ra inside of him completely, whenever he engages anything in the world that has ra to it, the ra crumbles. The ra it falls apart in the presence of its tzaddik, and then the toiv that it was covering up is revealed. Ayin shom kol zeh heitev. Look over there, and Likutei Moran study this well, and Rabbeinu Zal explains there, ki yesh yemei toiv v'yemei ra, because there are good days and bad days, as it says in Koheles. Ayin shom kol zeh heitev. Study all of this really well. Now, there are people who will read this and say, this Rabbi Nachman is off the charts. Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Nassim, this is some other religion. There's no. This is not Yiddishkeit. Where does he get this from? Where does it say this? The answer is, it's in the Chumash. It's in the Gemara. The Gemara said that there's a pasuk in Tehillim. Rak be'enecha sabit v'shilumas reshoim tira. All you have to do is look with your eyes, and you will see the Rishoim get paid immediately, instant response. The Gemara gives many stories of a tzaddik who encountered a Rasha, a certain type of Rasha, where the Rasha crossed a certain line, and the Gemara says he looked at him. Nosan boyeno v'nase gal shel atzomos. The tzaddik looked at the Rasha, and he became a pile of bones. He crumbled. The Ra crumbled right in front of the presence of the tzaddik. And the Arizal explains the word Tabit is one of the names of Hashem, Tov Chafei, which is the name of Hashem which defeats Rishon, all kinds of secrets behind it. But we see this every single concept that Rabbi Nachman or Rabbi Nosson Zal present, that to some people seems radical, in many cases it's only because they haven't studied Gemara or the Zohar Kodesh properly, otherwise they will see that it's all there. Any questions, please?
Well, just to clarify, when we say Ein Yush Ba'olam Klal, what Rabbeinu Zal is teaching us is that the concept just doesn't exist because the Metzius of Hashem is Mola and Soveth.
Correct.
So it's just an intellectual construct without any footing whatsoever.
Why? What? You mean the answer is that this person, when Chas V'Shalom he has fallen, he has disconnected himself from the Torah, from all the mitzvahs. He's not observing anything. So he has just about detached himself as much as he could from Hashem. Still, he's inside of Hashem because Hashem is everywhere. So again, you can't, there's no escape. There is no escape from Hashem. There is no being out of the ballpark, chas v'shalom, in a certain sense. Okay, a question was raised. What about the nice religious Jews, observant Jews, who are not attached to a tzaddik in the same manner as chassidim? What about their mitzvahs and Torah voda? The answer is, this is mentioned in several places in Likutei Moran, in Likutei Halachos, that each person, according to the level of attachment to the tzaddik, that's what makes it easier for the tzaddik to process and to bring out the effectiveness of that person's mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. The more a person is not connected to tzaddikim, it makes it more difficult. Or again, the level that the tzaddik is able to help them is not exactly the same. Is not the same as one who is closer to the tzaddik, believes in the tzaddik, attached to the tzaddik. I've mentioned many times that in the Gemara where it speaks about Acher, that Acher fell to such a terrible place where they couldn't put him into Gehenna. He couldn't register in Gehenna, and he couldn't get into Gan Eden. He was nowhere. And then Rabbi Meir succeeded in getting him to Gehenna. And then Rabbi Yochanan said, Echot me chavarana, one of our buddies, one of our friends, we're not going to leave him in this kind of state. And the Gemara says that when Rabbi Yochanan passed away, the smoke stopped coming from Acher's grave. And it was an indication that Rabbi Yochanan had succeeded in getting him out of Gehenna and into Gan Eden. So again, and this is a very important point, that no two people are alike. And each and every person, according to the degree that the person makes a genuine effort to believe in tzaddikim, to come close to tzaddikim, to that degree that tzaddik is able to help them more. That tzaddikim are for everyone, they help everyone, but no two people are the same. Let's try to start the next paragraph, because this is still summarizing the chapter on Likutei Moran. Nimtza, therefore we see, Shehatzadik yochol livnois oisyois ha-toyro mikol dover sheboilam. That a true tzaddik has the ability to reveal and build letters of the Torah from anything in the world. Ki afilu ha-toyro shehoisa shruya u-miskase bein ho-akum v-rishoyim. Because even that Torah that was resting and covered up among the Goyim and among Rishoyim, She'ein Adam Yodea Mimena, where nobody even knows that there's any Torah there. All people see on the outside is Tumah, Ra. Hu Yochoy Lahoitzi Oysa, the Tzaddik is able to see through it, see through the Ra. And when the Tzaddik engages the Ra crumbles in front of him. And he's able to take out that Torah, those letters, and to build them up anew. As a result of the fact that these bad days fall and crumble in front of this tzaddik, he's able to reveal the Yemei Toiv within the Yemei Ra. Rabbi Nizal over there quotes the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh says on the Pasuk in Koheles, Beyoim toiv, be toiv, on a good day be good, ubeyoim ra re'ei, and on a bad day, look. What does that mean, look? It means look, search to find the toiv within the Yemei Ra. Rabbi Nizal explains this. Because everything in the world must have this toiv in it in order to exist. And Rabbi Nizal gives an example. The Gemara says that the word for tefillin, toitofois, v'hoyu letoitofois bein einecho, the word toitofois means four. And how do we know that? Because the Gemara says the word tat in African means two, and the word pat in a different language in means two. So Rabbi Nizal says, you see that in the languages of the Goyim, there is found kedusha. There's found holiness, letters of the Torah. And the tzaddik side of him completely, when he engages the non-Jews, when he engages the Ra crumbles, and he's able to see the toiv inside of there and to extract that and build new Torah from that. Shehu b'chinas ha-toira shenizgale mitoich ha-levushin v'atzimtzumim. This represents that Torah that's revealed from within the coverings and the constrictions. Vazai, and Rabbi Nizal goes on to say there, this toiv, when it was covered up with Ra, the toiv was on a low flame. Hashem kept that light bulb on 5 watts or 3 watts so that the Sitrachra shouldn't be able to draw a lot of power from that toiv. But the minute the Ra crumbles and falls away, and that toiv is revealed, then azay nitoisef b'hatoiv hazeh oy rav milamala. Then an incredible, huge amount of light comes down from heaven into that toiv. Ki mitchilo kishohoya hatoiv mechusa ben aklipois. Because previously, when the toiv was covered up within the domain of the klipois, loyhoya nimshach olav oy rav. Hashem did not allow a major light to be drawn onto it. But rather, only a minimum amount of light and energy that's needed to keep the klipos alive, to keep the sitrachra alive, so that there should be free choice. So that the klipos should not be able to draw too much energy, too much power. But now, when the Ra and the Klipois were eliminated, and it's only the Toiv that was inside there, that was covered up, that's being revealed now, Azai mitoisa venim shachol of oirav mileila. Then a huge amount, a great, great light is brought down onto that toiv from above. Rabbeinu Zal quotes this from the Zohar HaKadosh. Vaydezeh shenizgale ha-Torah, and through this revelation of Torah that this tzaddik now reveals, hu zoyche l'sholoim, the tzaddik is zoyche to a level of peace. Peace in this context means not going back and forth, not being undecided, not being one day good, one day bad, one day happy, one day sad, but rather, b'chinas b'Hashem ha-halel dovar, b'leikim ha-halel dovar. I'm praising Hashem when Hashem is Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, when I see Hashem's chesed, and I'm also praising Hashem when he's Elokim, when there seems to be Midas Adin. Hainu, this means, Bein betivoy, bein ba'okoy, yim tzaboy Hashem yisborach. Whether things are going well, when the person things are going well for the person, or when things seem to be going not so well, the person sees Hashem in it, and he knows that it's all really good. U'b'ha-Torah yesh nigla v'nistar. In the Torah, there's the revealed Torah and the hidden Torah. V'ha-nistar hu b'chinas oiraiso da'atikos timo. The hidden part of the Torah is referred to in the Zohar HaKadosh as the Torah of Atik, of hidden Atik. B'chinas ahavo shebedas. Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likutei Moran coins a term ahava shebedas, a certain level of love that's up in das. It's not in the lower midos, chesed through malchus, but it's way up in das. And over there, Rabbeinu Zal says, ki yesh ahava shebeyomim, shehu bezmanu bemidos, v'yesh ahava shebedas. There are two different leagues of ahava. There's the ahava within days, there's the ahava within the lower spheres, chesed through malchus, and then there's the ahava shebedas, which is associated with sisrei Torah, secrets of Torah, pnimiyas haTorah, the inner portion of the Torah. V'chol odom yochoy litoim tam oyer ho'ava zois, afilu bizmanu b'midois. And each and every Jew has the ability to taste, to get a taste of that oyer ho'ava shebedas, even when I'm not on that level, even when I'm still on the level of Zman and Midois. How? Al yidei shemekasher liboy ledaitoy. By the person attaching his heart to his brain. The brain is the place where a person knows what's right or wrong, but the heart is where the emotions, the heart is the battlefield between Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara. There are many people that know that I shouldn't be taking that second or third piece of cake. But when they smell it, when they see it, and they have the heart is craves it, the person takes it anyway. So Rabbeinu Zal says there that a person who's zeicha to attach the heart to the brain, to make the heart sheyihia liboy bereshusoy, so that the heart should be completely controlled by the proper thoughts of the brain, that person will be able to receive a taste of this oirava shebedas. V'chol echot lefi madrigosoy yesh loy b'chinas ava shebizman v'ava shebedas. And each and every person on their level has these two ahavos, the ava shebiyomim and the ava shebedas. Ki ava shebedas shebemadrega tachtoina hu b'chinas ava shebizman b'madrega elyoina. Rabbeinu Zal goes on to say over there that when you have two people who are on different levels, let's give an example of Moshe Rabbeinu and Yehoshua, the rabbi and the student. Yehoshua's Ahava Shebedas was lower than Moshe Rabbeinu's Ahava Shebeyomim. The person on the higher level, a person who's in 7th grade or 8th grade in elementary school, mamish, wow, he's a 7th grader or an 8th grader, is on a lower level than the person who's in first grade in high school. The first grade one in high school is a higher level. So Rabbeinu Zal speaks, Ein Sham Kol Zehetev. Look over that chapter in Likutei Moran. And Rabbeinu Zal is going to explain all of this, how it relates to our observance of the holiday of Hanukkah. Any questions? The Rosh Tevis of Ayin Samach are Atika Stima. The Torah Atik means very old, old, and Stima means closed, hidden. That's a term that's used in the Zohar Kodesh to refer to the highest levels of Kiddusha, the highest levels of Torah, the hidden secrets of Torah that will be revealed in the future. Any other questions, please, before we close? Okay, wishing everybody a wonderful day and a wonderful week. That all the neshamos of the neftorim should have an aliyah, and all the sick should have a refuah, and all of us should have all the yeshuas that we need. Baruch nisa b'gashmias, especially the gula shlema, b'mehera b'yameinu, amen.
Thank you very much, Rav Nosson.
Sure. Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rav Nosson. Thank you very much.
Thank all of you.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.